Catechism question this week is number 67. Which is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. The Hebrew word that's used there is a word for murder. Probably better translated, thou shalt not murder. I think it's implied that it's a thou shalt not kill unjustly. When we were on the question, which is the fifth commandment, we noted that with the Lord making his authority to be exercised through many lesser authorities, the fifth commandment is really a transition commandment between the first great commandment and the second great commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, the two great commandments are not really so very far apart. There's a reason for loving your neighbor, is because your neighbor is made in the image of God. So sixth commandment, your neighbor is made in the image of God. You don't attack or despise or hate your neighbor because he's made in the image of God. You'd be attacking, despising, hating the image of God. Seventh commandment, finding pleasure in the self instead of pleasure in the Lord. And particularly in a way that profanes your neighbor. You shall not commit adultery. The profaning especially of marriage, which God has given to us so that we might rightly be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and keep his commandments. Eighth commandment, recognizing that not only has marriage been given us so that we can image God well, but property has been given us with which to enjoy and God, and that each one's property is assigned to them by God, and that the right ways of obtaining property has been assigned by God. Ninth commandment, recognition of the right use of the lips for the speaking of truth, truth that honors God, truth that edifies neighbor. And therefore, we must not misuse our lips, especially in speaking falsehood, especially in those situations where we are positively commanded to tell a truth, and therefore we are, in that case, bearing witness, and yet applying to all misuse of the mouth, which again, the mouth existing for the glory of God and the good of our neighbor. And then, tenth commandment, the dealing of the heart before God concerning his providence to us and his providence to our neighbor. And so we began in the fifth commandment in that transition to thinking of how rightly knowing God, rightly glorifying God, rightly enjoying God, affects our interactions with others. And now we come into that idea in its fullness in the sixth commandment, and we'll think about this obviously a lot more when we talk about what the sixth commandment requires and what the sixth commandment forbids. But it's important to see that this is the first one, a valuing of the life of our neighbor as a life that is made in the image of God. In the scripture, this was the first of the commandments to receive a display of the violent breaking of it after the fall. You remember there was the incident of the fall. Man falls into sin and misery. The first display of grace or response to the gospel was Adam renaming his wife Eve because she was mother of all the living. And then the first two boys she gives birth to, the first one kills the second one. And so we see that one of the great ways to distinguish the seed of the serpent from the seed of the woman is not by biological descent, but it is by whether or not the image of God and the valuing of human life is reproduced in someone. Grace conforming someone to Christ, he will value human life. The Lord has so valued men that he humbled himself and added to himself humanity to take the form of a bondslave, be found in appearance as a man, die, and even the death of a cross. So there's the mind of Christ. There's the valuing by Christ of human life. And so that is something that we're going to see reproduced in those who are seed of the woman, plural, because that is the character of the seed, capital S, singular, who crushes the serpent's head. But there are also seed of the serpent who descend, biologically, from the woman. And these seed of the serpent can be recognized by their despising hatred of violence against human life, as in Cain. Now this is going to be something that is going to make you want to pay very careful attention when we study what the Sixth Commandment requires and what the Sixth Commandment forbids. Because to whatever extent we are keeping the Sixth Commandment from the heart, the Lord is producing in us the mind and character of Christ. To whatever extent we are breaking the Sixth Commandment, we are seeing remaining fleshliness. And if we are characterized by hating and being hated, it may be an indication to us that we are not converted at all. Titus 3 gives the Sixth Commandment this place. It talks about before grace, before faith, before being justified, before being adopted, we were in the condition of hating and being hated, acting like, thinking like, expressing the nature of the seed of the serpent. When the Lord gives humanity a reset, it is in particular, in Genesis 6, the violence that fills the earth instead of the image bearers filling the earth that provokes the flood. And then when Noah and his children come off the ark, they're still sinful. The thoughts of men's hearts are evil from their youth, God says, when all that is there is Noah's family at the end of Genesis 8. And he goes, he proceeds in the beginning of Genesis 9 to especially treat this commandment and the breaking of it, the issue of murder, requiring capital punishment at the hands of men for those who commit murder, and reminding us that it is not only men who are required by God to punish murder with execution, just execution, but that God himself is going to require the blood of man, both from men or from beasts who shed man's blood. So this particular question, dealing with the place of the Sixth Commandment, moves us to think about these things, the great significance of place, the valuing of life, and the prospering, promoting of life, and the prohibition of murder has in the whole Bible, and in the distinction between those in the first Adam and those who have been brought by faith into the last Adam, and as an ongoing way of measuring the progress of the work of grace in our hearts, how we are valuing others, the putting away of hatred and bitterness and malice, as the apostle says in a few places where he's giving us these lists to compare the remaining sin from the grace that is in the heart and the fruit of the Spirit. And so love and forgiveness and gentleness, patience, putting away bitterness, you know, all of these put off and put on, works of the flesh versus fruits of the Spirit, that have to do especially with this commandment. So which is the Sixth Commandment? the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill.